Our reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. Also, one can be overpowered, but two together can put up resistance. A three-ply cord doesn't easily snap. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. A three-ply cord does not easily snap, but what happens when it starts to fray and come apart? Because a rope is only as strong as its weakest point. A rope that's stressed, kinked, nicked, or frayed is a rope that you cannot rely on. It's a rope you can't use in a crisis or an emergency because the weaknesses will always overpower the strengths. The United States Search and Rescue Task Force team talks about that a rope is the last line of equipment that you have to rely on. That it is the only piece of equipment that you usually don't have a backup system for. That it is of the utmost importance that a rope be healthy and undamaged, and that it absolutely must not fail. So when you're at the end of your rope, you want to have a strong rope. I've found myself dangling from different kinds of ropes in my days. And there's always this moment of truth as you're hanging on to a rope and you step over the side of a cliff or a ledge or a tower, and you have to put your whole weight and your whole trust and faith that someone along the line has checked out this rope. And as you lean back and sit down into that rope and feel it begin to stretch and tighten, you hope to God that it's not frayed at the end. And as you are literally holding your life in your hands, you're praying that it doesn't begin to come apart. Now, as we think about a frayed rope, we think about the way that it begins to spin out of control. It starts to come apart. We think of the many things that it used to be able to do, its original purpose. And at one point in my life, I have found myself with the thought of a rope just starts coming apart, we'll just throw a quick knot into the end of it and we'll be fine. You just try to arrest or stop the spread of the fray at the end of it. But the truth is that we're a lot more like these frayed ropes than sometimes we care to admit. Because a lot of times in our lives, we're only as strong as that weakest point. And sometimes it feels like we have so many things pulling us in so many directions that we're in danger of coming apart. And this thing that is so useful, this thing that is so needed to help tie things together, to be that lifeline, to be that rope that somebody can hold on to and to put some weight into and carry with our lives, if we get pulled off into too many directions, we become weak and useless. We begin to come apart. Now, my friend Jane has supplied us with this wonderful altar this morning. And this piece of rope that used to be braided and knotted, we found this week. And the different pieces, as it begins to come apart and to fray and to tear. And I was reminded of the many things that I've had pulling on me over the past couple weeks. As there's been worries of sicknesses and illnesses in my family, as there's been worries of stress and finances, as there's been new job, as there's been the kids starting daycare, as there's been problems with the car, as there's been phone calls in the middle of the night with soldiers that are looking for help or money. And I think of the many other ways that we're pulled in different directions. And we're almost part of this narrative that if we turn on our televisions or we log on to our computers, we're almost overwhelmed by the narrative that the world almost seems to be coming apart at the seams. As like we prayed this morning, there's more headlines of tragedy, of division, of splitting, than there is signs of hope, of a new future. And yet I feel like there's a better gospel. I feel like there's better news. So when Jesus said that he came to give us life, and to make that life frayed and complicated, I don't think that verse was in my Bible. And when Jesus came across Andrew and Peter mending their frayed and their broken nets, Jesus didn't come back and say, "I see your hands are full, I'll come back at a better time." Rather, Jesus asked them to put down those frayed nets, to come and to follow him, and to be a part of a life that is stronger and is tied in to a source and a strength that is beyond anything that they've ever imagined before, to the point that they won't even need nets anymore to become fishermen for all people. Something happens in our lives when we start to get frayed. And the good news is God happens in our lives. In the prophet Hosea, one of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible, chapter 11, we see God at God's most human moment. As God has been wrapped into this relationship with his people, we've been running off. We've been doing everything we can to find different gods and different distractions and different things to give our adoration, our worship, our time, and our money. And God begins to get frustrated at his people as it seems like this creation that he has woven together begins to fray and split and spread in countless directions. And so he begins to talk about his children, and how they've begun to fray and move away. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. And the more I called them, the more they went away from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals, to the other gods. They kept offering other offerings of incense to other and different gods and idols. Yet, it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I had healed them. And here's what God does. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ropes or bands of love. And I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. And I bent down to them, and I fed them. He continues down in verse 8, "How can I give you up, Ephraim? And how can I hand you over, O Israel? And how can I make you like Admah? And how can I treat you like Zeboim? But my heart recoils within me, and my compassion grows warm and tender. For I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath." We get pulled in so many directions, away from the purpose and the heart of our life and the maker of our creation, insisting that we know a better way, or insisting that we're too busy and too stressed to let those strands of our rope fall apart. And as we hear this story in Hosea, it seems like God's relationship with his people begins to be frayed and stressed as his children, his people, much like us, begin to spread out in these different directions, and like the ends of a rope begin to fray out and unravel and unwind. And it almost seems as if at times in this chapter that God is ready to just let the end of the rope go and just let everything that he has weaved and knitted and loved just come apart. But like I said earlier, something happens when our lives start to fray and come apart. It's like we read that he has led us with cords of human kindness, with those ropes and those bands of love. It's almost as if God takes those separated and those frayed areas of our lives where we feel we're at our weakest and spread at our most thin, and God begins to weave himself into those strands and those threads. And he begins to tie us into a life and a story that is stronger than we can ever imagine. And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, when Paul says that when we are at our weakest, God is at his strongest, we truly understand the notion that we are not alone in this life. It's true that a rope is only as strong as its weakest point. But if we look through the room today, or we look through this church, or we look through this community, in this nation, we see that there are a lot of frayed and nicked and stressed and stretched lives. And each one of those have weaknesses and moments of tension and stress. And yet, when we're bound and braided together into the life and the hope and the story of God, we begin to be a rope that is stronger than we can ever imagine. We begin to be a part of a kingdom and a story that began its start from the very first words and moments and ideas of creation, as God took strands and threads of nothingness, of brokenness, much like our lives, everything that we think is a mess and everything that we think is hopeless and given up on. And God takes those threads and those strands that are useless and hopeless, and out of it, he can make something beautiful. He can make something strong. He makes us into a new cord, into a band of love that he then is able to use to help weave together new lives and new creation in this world. Because the story and the narrative that we've been sold, that the world is coming apart, it's just a sales pitch. Because the good news is that we serve and we follow after a God who is bringing the world together. And we are the ones that he is using to tie those knots and those strands with those cords of kindness, those bands of love, and that we are coming together, not coming apart. Thanks be to God. Will you bow your heads with me as we pray? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. Lord, we give you thanks for your mercy and your word, but Lord, most of all, Lord, we give you thanks for your hands and your fingers. That, Lord, that you are able to take hold of those ends and those strands and those frays on our lives and tie them into something beautiful. Lord, that we are able to come together and not come apart because, Lord, we are tied into your story and tied into your life. And so use us, Lord, to tie into the story of this world, that there needs to be signs of hope. Lord, there needs to be signs of peace, that there is a new creation and a new kingdom, and that kingdom is yours. Amen.